Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Understand? Because in order for us to move forward, everyone must take responsibility for his or her own action. Period. Bottom line. Thank you.
Kevin, thanks for the call. And I appreciate everybody that called in today. And, you know, listen, we understand. I mean, I feel like we'd now do a show like this once every 6 months, you know, where it's just like sports, unfortunately, is on the back burner today.
Well, we can't say you were sure of the people and then on days like this, right, not talk to the people. Because, John, while we represent them, you know, our views are just our views. That's the thing about it. We don't claim that this is the right, this is it, this is all you can think. We're preaching. We don't claim to have all the answers. And so if we're going to be a show of the people, now we're going into year five, we've always got to talk about what people want to talk about. And you saw by the number of calls.
Got a message on Facebook, and I do think this is worth bringing up because it's the other side of this. I tuned in to hear sports because I've listened to politics all morning and I wanted a break. John said, I'm ashamed to be an American. You get paid for talking about sports in the greatest country on earth. Extremely sad, yes, but ashamed. There were outstanding people who did their jobs yesterday. Several thousand people are going to make you ashamed. I had to turn you off. I'm sick of political opinions. I had gotten the news already about what happened. Two things. Yes, I was absolutely ashamed yesterday to be an American. And if you weren't, you should reconsider. That's point one. Point two is, if you think that was just about several thousand people, you should also reconsider. Because this has been festering and brewing and boiling up.
Yeah, that caller said it's been building up and boiling up.
And if you think that was about just several thousand people, I mean, we had one of the most sacred branches of our government infiltrated by a bunch of savages yesterday that were from our own country, mm-hmm. on our own shores. If that doesn't make you sad, ashamed, mad, angry about how we got here, then what are we doing? That's the problem. So yes,
I'll be more ashamed if this ain't a turn. I put it this way, because it's never going to be all done. Like we talked about, you're never going to stamp this all the way out. But if this isn't a turning point.
Yep.
I mean, let's hope this was the climax, right? The build up to it. It was a volcano, and it absolutely erupted. And now you said the word earlier this hour, healing, right? Coming back.
Yes.
It's important at this time that the gasoline that's continued to be poured on is pulled off.
Yes.
Now, so we can heal.
Yep.
If this isn't a turning point, that's when I'll be even more ashamed.
Yeah. We'll come back. Lots to get to in the rundown. Deshaun Watson asking for a trade?
Ooh-wee.
Now, you know this makes me excited. I want better for my man Deshaun Watson. You know that.
My Bears should have drafted him.
He just put together one of the best seasons all time for a quarterback. We'll get to that. Jeremy Pruitt on the hot seat. Lots more to come in the rundown. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. when they host Kevin Love and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Peranica, Revan Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for channel guide.
playoffs are my favorite time of year, and I can't wait to bet on all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now new users can get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during this weekend's wildcard round. That's right, 25-1 odds. Any team, any playoff game this weekend. So how about taking the one that everybody's picking? How about picking the Saints to beat the Bears? They are 9.5-point favorites over at FanDuel. That's right. You'll get 25-1 odds for the Saints to win. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code JSmith, if you would, so they know I sent you. You're going to love the fast payouts. You're going to love the boosted specials. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSMITH. Must be 20 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Mitchell's Breakfast Burritos is the newest breakfast spot in West Memphis. It's delicious. They're located at 106 Thompson Avenue in West Memphis, just off Broadway.
And they're serving gourmet breakfast burritos, delicious wraps, sandwiches, robust salads. I'm telling you, food to die for.
Yep. All you got to do is give them a call, 870-629-5005 to place an order, or you can walk in or order on DoorDash.
And like their social media pages as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit Mitchell'sEateries.com.
It's Shaq from Homer, Skelton, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Millington. Got something big for us?
Absolutely. The Big Finish event. New Ram trucks, new Chrysler 300s, new Jeep Cherokees, Compass, Renegades, Grand Cherokees, even the Gladiators. Employee pricing for all. You pay what I pay. 0% financing, 90 days to first payment. And guess what, Bev? Ram 2500 and 3500 models also get employee pricing. From Homer, Skelton, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Millington, Homer, Skelton, Dalton, CDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Trees went back, me and Dale were singing, little runaway, I was flying, yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so Chris Lowe was on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville yesterday, and he was asked whether Jeremy Pruitt is going to be the Tennessee Volunteers head coach at the start of the 2021 season. Now, we know that you do not think personally that Tennessee is nearly what it used to be. You have Tennessee in your eyes as a shell of itself and will never recapture that glory from 98. Am I right?
Bro, I think most SEC insiders feel that the job isn't what it used to be. You're the one on the island thinking it's still the same huge, great
gig. They get players all the time.
That they should still be a national title contender every year.
So here's the deal. So Chris Lowe on 104.5 yesterday made it sound like it's going to be difficult to see Jeremy Pruitt keeping his job at Tennessee going into 2021 because of Mike Glazier, who's assisting Tennessee. He has been retained, his firm, right? The athletic department has retained the Mike Glazier firm. And Chris Lowe said if you Google Mike Glazier, he's got a long history of representing schools. So that may come into play with the buyout, et cetera, things like that. In fact, he and the late Mike Slive started the first sports law firm to help schools that had NCAA matters or compliance issues. So, again, we know that there's an investigation right now for Jeremy Pruitt. Maybe this is a way for them to say, hey, we're not going to give you everything that you are on the contract because there's an investigation. So there might be an out there somewhere. And now the question is, does he survive that investigation and does he make it into 2021? Chris Lowe said, I think it's going to be difficult. I don't think you ever say never, but it looks like the way this has all gone down and the way this thing is dragged out, that it will be difficult for him to be the head football coach. I don't know if Tennessee is trying to get its ducks in order to fire him for cause or to get him to take a settlement. So that begs the question, where are you going to go? Now, you think they should have to hire some up-and-coming assistant. That's what you think. You don't think they can get a sitting head coach anymore. Or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, that's words in my mouth because Tennessee's still got all the money in the world. They can do
maybe
that.
Maybe a little less after this.
Tennessee, no, they can still pay, and they'll still be able to after this. I have to say, to me, and we'll find out what Jeremy Pruitt did in terms of violations, anything else, if they come up with some cause here. But it sure smells like, to me, a program's not happy with its coach, but it's the same program that just gave him the extension. If it fires him right now, it's an admittance on their behalf that they did the wrong thing here in extending him. Right?
Yep.
They do that. If they do it that soon, what does it say? What does it say about them? The folks that chose them then gave them the contract extension. So what do? You look for cause, right? And I got it. Yep. I got to believe there's some people on the inside that are probably, doing a little bit of talking. Yep. So they can push that thing. That's just what it smells like. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but that sure is what it smells like. Because, again, if Tennessee just hauls out, and some of us think they should have, just eat it. Hell, you got the money. Other schools have done it. Don't give me the COVID excuse. Hell, in this case, they had assistants who wouldn't take a pay cut during COVID. I think they're looking for a way out. That's what it smells like. And I'm sure there are plenty of people on the inside giving them their way, trying to come up with something. We'll see what Pruitt did. We'll see if these violations or whether they warrant it, but it sure smells like them looking for a reason to fire the man.
Well, this, as you know,
to get out of this.
As many people around the Mid-South and the Memphis area know, this is the Hugh Freeze placement show. Can we get Hugh Freeze the job at Tennessee?
Do we do that? Are we the Hugh Freeze placement show?
We,
I know 2-4 is the displacement show. Let's get them up out of there. So we're here to balance that out.
That's exactly the role we serve. That's exactly right. I don't think you or I have been.
2-4 is anti-tank and anti-freeze.
I don't know. We may have Jeffrey Wright on a little bit of maybe not all out saying tank, but could
he's
see the benefit.
He's kind of swaying our way.
You know what I'm saying?
This.
I know Giannotto's Mr. Let's have some fun.
Exactly.
Oh, Giannotto's competing.
Giannotto will come our way after they lose the Cavaliers tonight. Trust me.
Right.
I mean, it ain't going to be a lot of fun to compete with the Cavaliers and then lose by 4 at the end of the game.
One game at a time.
Every time I think about Sexton, I think about what he said to Penny's son.
Oh, Jaden, in that high school game.
I'm sorry. I didn't. It was just dirty. You know, then he started talking to Penny.
What did he say? Your son's trash?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then.
Disrespect.
I just think about myself in those shoes, right? And Penny is on the floor. And this is, again, going down a rabbit hole here. But just think of my and a kid's on the floor. Okay, it's one. He's talking to my kid.
Yep. Jason, was during an AAU game.
Yeah, Penny was coaching.
Sexton's on the floor.
Back
with Jaden?
When Penny was grassroots coach, he's going against his kid. Okay.
It was high school, Team Penny.
I think it was AAU. Either Team Penny or East, one or the other. One or the other. Jay played for both, and Sexton, who obviously was a big time prospect, was talking all kind of cash-ish to, but not just to Jaden. He started talking it to all time great Penny Hardaway. And but you put yourself in those father-son shoes, man. I would have won it anyway. Sexton is turning into a decent ball player.
Good player.
For Cleveland, they're 4-4. Yes, they've got the Grizzlies tonight, John. I don't know how we got down that rabbit hole, but every time I think about Sexton, it was 2-4. Was it East? Was it
Jaden
an East
was
game?
East, yeah.
Okay. And they were playing that national schedule.
Yeah. Right.
And that's how they got Sexton.
But anyway, yeah, we'll see if it's Hugh Freeze. I don't know what other direction, you know, they would wish to go. I mean, at this late in the game, I'm not sure what your candidate pool would look like. Hugh Freeze again would probably be.
Could you get Billy Napier? Could you get him?
Oh, sure.
You could get Billy Napier. Why couldn't you with what they can pay?
I mean, you pay Billy Napier and you get that defensive coordinator from Mississippi State as your defensive coordinator and you go to town.
Are you sold on Billy Napier? Is he your guy?
If you don't like Freeze, I happen to say hire Freeze.
Well, you would probably have to go that kind of direction, right? You would have to go the direction of
That's the way you'd go. One of those type two.
Lower D1 type of coach who's had success. But I would just rather hire Freeze.
Could you get Lane come back? No.
No, hell no.
If they find that Pruitt's committed some violations or whatever, it's another thing to go to a guy who's had some baggage of his own in that department. You know what I'm saying?
As much as we'd love to place
Hugh Freeze at all of these SEC schools, I'm not sure it's going to work there. Maybe they would. Maybe a Billy Napier is. I'm not sure. I just know that I don't think it's fixed with Pruitt. I think they should have just bit the bullet and fired the man. It looks like they're going to find reason to do it. We'll see how it all works out.
Yep.
Transpires.
So anyway, sounds like Jerry Pruitt is on his last legs there in Tennessee, and we'll see what direction they go.
Next story.
There is a surprise in Todd McShay's. At least it was to me. We'll see if y'all think the same. In Todd McShay's first mock draft. It may not be his first, actually. I may be wrong on that, but his most recent mock draft was shocking this morning. Not seeing Trevor Lawrence, that wasn't the shocking part. At number one, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, that was actually the expected part. The shocking part was that Justin Fields,
who I'd always considered
sort of like 1B to Trevor Lawrence, and would the Jets take him at number two, or do they take the big offensive lineman out of Oregon? Either way, okay, Fields next slot down or next slot down, but not as far down as number 15.
Wow. Dang.
After the performance he just had, in the semifinal, obviously against Clemson, throws for 6 touchdowns. This is all, after getting hit in that game, showed you a little, Deshaun Watson sort of flair and the ability in the moment to come through in a huge game. I thought he was fantastic, but Todd McShay has dropped Justin Fields, who I had just been sort of operating on the assumption he was a top 5 pick, at least would be the second quarterback taken. Dropped him down to 15, where he is no longer even the second quarterback taken. He has got now, this is Todd McShay over at ESPN, he's got Zach Wilson now as the second quarterback taken, the quarterback out of BYU and going number 4 to the Atlanta Falcons. So just to run through it, I thought the headline of this is Fields' fall, but the numbers themselves, Trevor Lawrence at number one, the big offensive tackle from Oregon, Penei Sewell, number 2 to the Jets. They've got Miami Dolphins, obviously you've got Houston's pick at number 3, taking Devontae Smith, the wide receiver out of Alabama. We had talked about that, the Heisman Trophy winner. They're going to go from one Devontae to the other. This one, I think, will be a lot better for them even than Devontae Parker. Then Zach Wilson, obviously number four to the Atlanta Falcons, a QB. And then, obviously, Rashawn Slater, offensive lineman, going to the Bengals at number five. You got to go way down to 15. And Ja'Marr Chase, people have wondered about him, whether Miami might consider him as the receiver. Got him at seven to the Lions. Kyle Pitts, who we've all seen as a beast at Florida, the absolute beast at tight end, a total mismatch going to the Carolina Panthers at number eight. You got to go all the way down to number 15 to find Fields.
Hey,
McShay, I listened to him this morning for the why.
Yeah.
And the why is he gets stuck too much on the first receiver?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you know, there are some quarterbacks who just cannot make, you know, multiple reads.
It always been the reads, the progressions. Do you go all the way through them? But is that reason now we've gone to believing that Justin Fields is now the third best quarterback in this? And coming off, I just found it, especially coming off the performance he just had against Clemson, for him to drop that level of low. And Todd McShay thinks there'll be five quarterbacks taking the first round.
Josh Allen had that problem.
I wonder if this is going to be this. If people are going to regret it, like folks like the Bears regretted not taking Deshaun Watson. Fields falls this far.
I mean, do you really think Justin Fields is Deshaun Watson? I do not. I do not think he is Deshaun. I mean, Deshaun Watson just put together one of the single greatest, and we're going to get to him in a minute, but one of the single greatest quarterback seasons ever.
Dude, Sean Salisbury still thinks he holds on to the ball too much and too long.
Well, like, there's still detractors. We can nitpick, but I'm just saying. Like,
sure.
Like, Justin Fields is not Deshaun
Watson. It's easy to focus on your first guy when he's wide open all the damn time. You understand? It just sounds like you're boxing him up awfully early.
Yeah.
What I put more stock in, John, is big performances in big games, and I wish my Bears front office had done the same and put that, okay, Deshaun Watson, he gets it done in big games. Looks to me like Fields will too. I know there have been some knocks on him. He's been up and down this year, but I just didn't think he had fallen. And listen, I don't think this is the result of just that. I think it's the result of how he played earlier this season, the regular season. But remember, they played six games. Things were shortened. I'm fearful here. He's getting a knock on him, a rap on him that's going to drop him down. Somebody's going to miss a pretty good quarterback. I don't know. You seem to think he's Dwayne Haskins, whereas I think he's closer to Deshaun Watson. I ain't saying he's Deshaun Watson. There's only one Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But I think he's more dynamic than Haskins.
I'd feel a lot better about him in that range than I would picking him number two overall. I mean, that's just where I'm at on him. I don't know
about number two, but I don't know about it. Because I said if number two, I'm even considering trading back. But I certainly don't know about down to 15, John.
Yeah. No, it feels like a big fall. It certainly does. But sometimes you step into a better situation that way. Sometimes the further you fall back, I mean, wouldn't you rather be 15th than go number two to the Jets? I think I would. I don't know. Who's picking 15th?
Patriots.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah, wouldn't you much rather go to that system? I mean, I know they're rebuilding, but it's Bill Belichick. I have a little bit more faith in what
he's
doing.
It's going to cost you money, though, ultimately. What are you talking about? Every kid wants to be drafted top five, top 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But, I mean, you're thinking about that second contract, too. Forget the first one. The hell with the first one. It's that second one, too.
I mean, how long are you going to have Belichick? We like the Patriots right now while they got him.
Bill's never going to retire, man. He will.
Yeah, right, right, right.
He will perish on the field. That's what he's going to do.
We know Cam's done, right?
Cam's absolutely done.
That experiment cannot go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw for 10 touchdowns this year.
It did not look good.
They ran that dog. They ran the mess out of that man.
Yeah,
probably used
ram.
Up anything he had left, quite frankly.
Yeah. What do you guys think of ETN there at 16?
Is that's not what the Raiders have. That's not the Raiders pick, is it?
Arizona's got 16 ETN right after that 15 pick.
I mean, you know, you're a running back, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make an impact.
The Raiders are at 17 with Waddle.
If there are first-round backs that anymore that deserve to be in the first rounds, probably Etienne is probably one of them is the way I would put it.
Raiders picking another receiver. That's what McShay has on your list here.
Waddle.
No, that's something.
They're going to have an all-round. I messed with him about it this morning.
Crazy.
They're going to have an all-tied, and he hates rugs. It'll be an all-tied wide receiver pool. Mediocre receiver
in the first round. I mean, how do we manage to do that? We reached over CeeDee Lamb. We reached over Jerry Jeudy. We reached over Justin Jefferson. We reached over T. Higgins. We reached over Brandon Ayuk. I mean, we managed to get the receiver that was the least productive in the NFL as a rookie. Every other receiver that was drafted was awesome this year, except the one we have.
Again, he didn't come to be a one. You guys had
Why, we thought you had a one.
You're drafting him as the two. You thought he's going to be a powerful two.
You don't,
once that one's not there for you guys, hell, all you were doing was throwing the Waller the whole time.
If we drafted him as a two, we are idiots.
Look, who was it? Tyrell Williams? What's his name? I didn't even know it was a guy.
You're trying to tell me he's a one?
That's what your organization thought. Somebody whose name I can't remember. That's how bad it is over there. But they drafted Ruggs to be the two to him.
Well, look,
and he's gone. You guys become tight end. You need a real one on the other side.
Why
then
were
Ruggs taking the top off
the
can be effective in his role.
Drafting a two in the first round. Everybody else drafted a one. T. Higgins is going to be a one. Justin Jefferson's a one.
Y'all
Brandon
drafted
Ayuk's
a
one.
Two because you're some
Jerry
fools
Judy's
and
a one.
You thought you had a one in Tyrell. Is that not his name?
That's his name.
That's what I thought. What happened to him this season?
He's got plantar fasciitis.
The whole year?
Yes. I think he opted out and didn't tell anybody. I think Tyrell Williams opted out and just didn't want to tell anybody.
Once you get Ruggs a real one like Waddle, you will see the potential
as a two.
Still gonna be, you can have 2,000-yard receivers. You can be like Dallas.
I'm like Mark Cuban on Shark Tank, man. I'm out.
I have breaking NFL news. The Titans have reactivated Steven Gostkowski, reserve COVID-19 list, and placed Aaron Brewer on the reserve COVID-19 list.
Oh, Steven Gostkowski had COVID.
Apparently that was what it was. Oh. So they took him off the list and they put Brewer back on the COVID-19 list.
Well, good for him. Good for Steven Gostkowski. I don't know if this is going to be a good thing for him or for the Titans or not. I mean, the guy they brought in doinked it in. So.
You don't think Haskins' failure is hurting Fields? That's what I was ultimately going
to. It probably is.
That's what I was ultimately going to get back
to. That's where you're going.
That's where I was going.
There's an unconscious bias.
This dude just came off a monster game against Clemson. You're not telling me that this isn't Haskins being held against him, and that's why they now got him down at 15 in the same spot.
I don't think he drops to 15,
in
Jason.
In the same spot, coincidentally, where Haskins was drafted, 15.
That's crazy.
When we all thought we've been operating under the assumption this dude's a top five all year long.
I don't think so.
I got more faith in the kid. I could be completely wrong.
You like him, right?
He looks like a stud to me. He gets it done in the big ones.
Well, I've got one more before we go to break here.
Next story.
Deshaun Watson reportedly, as you guys know, he is. I'm adopting him as my favorite quarterback.
He's
good.
Quarterback.
Well, I know,
like
but I
is,
mean, I have to watch other teams, Jason. Mine's 8-8. You should be in the same boat. Unfortunately for me,
I got a game
you play,
to play
in the NFC. Well, it won't last long. You'll be on Nickelodeon. You'll have a ton of stuff to watch. You'll have a ton of stuff to watch this weekend. But Deshaun Watson reportedly has told teammates that he could and potentially might request a trade. Now, that makes sense because, I mean, they've stripped him of every weapon. I mean, they've taken away DeAndre Hopkins, and he doesn't have a first-round pick this year to where they could potentially add. Now, there's some free agent wide receivers out there. Kenny Golladay is a free agent. Chris Godwin from Tampa Bay is a free agent.
The best of the best. Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson is a free agent. So there are certainly opportunities for the Houston Texans. They have a new GM there to add a weapon around Deshaun Watson, but he has told teammates that he's sick of it, and he has broached his teammates with the possibility of requesting a trade. Now
he's gonna be hard to move in.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting to. He signed a 4-year, $156 million contract extension with the Texans in September. That's a lot of money. Now, I do think a lot of teams would be willing to pay that because he's that awesome. I mean, you imagine him in Philly. You know, it changes, but they're not going to do that because they have Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. The issue with the Deshaun Watson trade is that you're not going to be able to give up enough to get him. I mean, you would have to give up 6 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson. He's 25 years old. He had the most passing yards in the NFL this year. He had the second-best passer rating in the NFL this year. He had the second-most yard, or I think it was actually the first yards per attempt in the NFL this season. And he was throwing to Brandon Cooks and Kiki QT.
Now, where do you come up with this number 6, though? That's hyperbole.
What do you think we get it done? 4?
I want to tell you that we gave 2 for Jay Cutler, who was not Deshaun Watson. I'm not going down that road with
y'all.
You
gave up 2 for Khalil Mack.
But at the time, was considered a pretty solid starting quarterback. We gave up 2. You're talking about 6?
4.
Who's going? That's what
4.
I'm saying. Nobody going to get
4
6 for Deshaun.
4 first rounders.
Yeah, 3-4 first rounders.
That's a lot. I mean, it's
not to mention you're going to have to pay the contract.
Well, I'm fine with the contract because I think he's going to be awesome. But
no, see, I don't. Seattle is the perfect example. Once you pay the quarterback, you can't pay anything else.
Yeah,
and then it's all on the quarterback.
Well, I think the team is.
And eventually, this will come back on KC. Like, it's friendly right now, but paying Mahomes all that money going to cost some positions.
The salary cap will rise, though. His deal will not look as hefty as it does now.
It's going to it was always built for the front end to be team-friendly. Yes. In the back end, that dude's going to get his money. You're paying – unless they separate him, John, it's always going to be a thing. Unless they separate to a separate cap for quarterbacks. It's always going to hurt you in some ways, given all that money. It's going to hurt you, lighten you up on some positions on the other side, usually.
Yeah, but you have to pay the quarterback, though. Wouldn't you want to lock Mahomes up, or you want to be like, y'all Trubisky on a one-year deal?
No, see, this is why Tom never took the – this is why Tom was always willing to take the pay cut and how they kept the thing going. That's not what happens in the NFL. Now, typically, the formula is win with your rookie quarterback at least in that first contract window before you got to pay him. I mean, you realize once Dallas signs Dak, they're going to be lighting the tail in what they can do in other places. Like, that's what happened in Seattle. It's happened. It's going to happen to the Rams at some point.
Yep.
There's that other side of things. That's all I say.
And you don't pay your running back, right? You don't pay him like that.
No,
you can't pay your running backs that kind of money.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
The Cowboys are screwed.
I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, they don't even use that dude anymore.
Well, I mean, look at the Vikings. They had to pay Cousins.
Right.
They give the money to Dalvin because he's one of the best in the league. Well, what's that leave left for the defensive side? Hell, they were trading guys away. And that's what I'm saying. It's going to lighten you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And anyway, I would just say you may have to win that way, but the best formula right now is trying to do it with your guy on your rookie contract like Mahomes was before they had to pay him. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
So Deshaun Watson may or may not be traded. I would guess that they're not able to find a partner based on his compensation and what it would require to get him.
Oh, he'd be a stud, though, to have.
But he would change the franchise. He would change the franchise for sure. All right, we will come back. Rashad Phillips, a.k.a. Yoda, is going to join us. We'll talk to him about, it's never too early to talk about the NBA draft, especially when the Grizzlies have a chance to add a potential superstar if things break the right way.
The Grizzlies have been adding some stars lately.
Yep.
Give them another pick. This thing could really pop off.
Who is it? Who is that magical third guy that the Grizzlies could add in the draft? We'll get into all that with Yoda when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's 92.9's BetQL Countdown to Kickoff. This Sunday morning from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Hosted by Nick Costas. Previewing all the bets, wagerment, the biggest guests, and the breakdowns of each and every football game in the league.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. We'll cover the spread, total player props, and much more. With the best voices in the industry, you won't find a better way to prep for all 6 wildcard matchups, and you can follow along on the BetQL app for the latest betting info on each game.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the extreme one, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Boardroom Out of Office Podcast. My name is Rich Kleiman, and I'm the co-founder of 35 Ventures alongside my business partner, KD. This show is all about the stories, the successes, and the struggles that have driven my favorite entrepreneurs in sports, business, entertainment, and technology. We're going to be talking to industry leaders about who they are, how they got here, and the things they've learned along the way that you might not expect. So subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy. For for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Rashad Phillips is the one they call Yoda. He's the owner of Sports Talk 2319. Once upon a time, he came on the show and said Ja Morant would be the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA. Looks pretty damn prescient if you ask me. He joins us now. Yoda, what's good, man? Appreciate the time.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on you guys' show. You know, I love it every time.
Yep. Pleasure to have you, brother.
Likewise. So, okay, we're in a little bit of a tough spot. We know we're very early into the season here in the NBA, but the Grizzlies don't have Ja Morant on the floor right now. He's coming back. He's coming back, but he's not on the floor right now. Jaren's not in. Justice Winslow is not in. Why should the Grizzlies try to win a single game from here on out?
Say that again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Sorry. Say that again.
Why should the Grizzlies at this point try to win one more game?
I mean, obviously, it's earlier in the season. Ja's had an injury, but you want to get that you want to get that monkey off your back, right? You want to show that you can win sometimes without your best player. I think a lot of times when you look around the NBA, teams start to find their true inner self when their leader is out. Your role is defined more, and I just believe that there's enough guys that can rally around and get this done.
It's going to be hard to do, too, if Jaren is not back soon. I do wonder, Rashad, and maybe they do. Maybe they get them both back and get them both healthy, and they can compete for a spot in the Western Conference playoffs or in that play-in series or whatever it is. But if they do, if it doesn't go that way, I mean, we know how good the West is. If they're out much longer and the losses start to pile up, is there a guy in that lottery? I mean, you're talking about a team that's really struck gold here with high lottery picks the last couple of seasons with Ja and with Jaren. Is there a guy? This is a franchise been looking for a wing for a long time. And I'm not saying this doesn't look like a situation you'd have to really look up to get the one pick, so maybe there's not a shot at a Cade Cunningham. But is there a wing in this draft, Yoda, that you really like to where maybe if the Grizzlies, you know, things do go bad, not sitting here rooting for tanking, but if things do go bad, that the Grizzlies could get their hand on and maybe have a third star?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you look around the draft, obviously Cade Cunningham is the guy, but I really love Scotty Barnes from Florida State and what he brings to the table. He's kind of a hybrid post, kind of a super Draymond Greenish type of guy with terrific intangibles and his ability to play. But I also like Moses Moody a lot from Arkansas, a kid that can really knock down shots and really play off the ball. Again, when you're looking at the Memphis Grizzlies roster,
you have
to be able to find a guy that can play without having the ball in his hands, because obviously Ja Morant is the quarterback of that team. So you have to find a guy that doesn't need a lot of touches but can be real efficient. So I like Moses Moody out of Arkansas. I think he's a terrific player.
Yep.
Also, Jeremiah Robinson Earl from Villanova, intriguing prospect to me. He reminds me a little bit of a Juwan Howard. He's kind of a throwback. I'm going to tell my age here. I played against his father, Lester Earl, in high school. So the roots run deep there, but I really like Jeremiah Robinson Earl. I think he's a terrific player. And last but not least, Cam Thomas from LSU seems to be maybe the best scorer, one of the top three scorers in college basketball right now. I mean, I just think he's has a terrific feel for the game. He's excellent in isolation, and he can put the ball in the basket. So those are a couple of guys that I think will fit right away with the Memphis Grizzlies.
We will see, of course, just how high that pick is. But let's just say, let's just dream for a minute, Yoda, here. And let's just say they're picking in the top five. And they have an opportunity, not necessarily to draft a Cade Cunningham, because we know he's going number one, but an opportunity to draft a Jalen Green. Would he be a fit?
Or does he need the ball too much in his hands, Yoda?
No, he would be a fit, because when you look at Jalen Green, here's a kid that reminds me a lot of Zach LaVine. He's extremely athletic. He gets out and runs in the lane, and he's doing a terrific job of improving his stop and pop play. So that's a kid that I would like to see in Memphis, because when you look at Ja Morant, when you look at these type of point guards, these elite point guards that we have in the NBA, and Ja Morant, you know, up at the top or echelon of that, you always want to surround them with the right guys. And I believe Jalen Green complements what Ja Morant does. Again, throwing guys open, playing in space, and Jalen Green is exciting.
I was going to ask, with Ja, who obviously, and I've got a couple more about the draft and possible guys, but with Ja, who's now out, I had said before the season, the only thing that can slow this young man down is injury. And I said it because of the way he plays. Like, we've always got this fear as Memphians who watch Derrick Rose, right, that everything could get – we watched Penny Hardaway and saw what injuries did to him. So there's always that fear in the back of your mind, and particularly with the way Ja plays and how dynamic he is. And now, you know, aerial acrobatics, basically.
Yeah.
Do you, as a front office, or you as one of his coaches, or you as one of his mentors, or hell, if you're T. Morant, his father, when do you get to that point where it's, you know what I'm saying, you save some of those jumps? It's way too early to start talking about Ja change your game, but you know what I'm getting at? Like, protect yourself too. When do you start having those conversations with him?
I think they've already started, because now he's received an injury because it's so explosive. Like, he turned his ankle on. He was so high in the air on trying to contest the shot.
Yep.
I think now Ja is such a cerebral person that he's going to tone it down a little bit. But as far as the offensive side of the ball, he's just a explosive player. Over time, he'll get used to it. He's already tweeted that he's going to play in high top Kobe's now.
Yeah,
so
I saw
obviously,
that
he's very aware of. You know, he plays violent. Ja plays a violent – that's I call him Ja Ruthless Morant, because he plays a violent type of style of basketball that we all love, but we want to sustain him for a long amount. So I believe that he will fix that. He's already consciously made that decision that maybe I'm a little too violent as far as his explosion.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to Rashad Phillips, owner of Sports Talk 2319, a.k.a. the one they call Yoda. In terms of what, you know, what the Grizzlies need, and if they can add that third piece, I mean, how quickly do you think this can go from being like, all right, the Grizzlies are, you know, a nice young core, they got a potential superstar. How quickly does it go from being harmless, right, to being, oh, wow, the Grizzlies are contending for Western Conference Finals here?
I think we're a year away, because Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja, when you look at that tandem right there is tremendous. And then and you look at the entire roster, you've got five guys averaging double figures. You got two other guys averaging nine. Tyus Jones is one of the best second unit point guards in the league. Kyle Anderson's playing his best basketball. Desmond Bane was a fantastic pick. Averaging 9 points, shooting 46% from three, 90% from the free throw line. So when you look at the roster, Xavier Tillman's really good. The roster is assembled to go far, because in order to win in the playoffs, you have to have a good second unit. A lot of people put too much emphasis on the starters and the superstars. But in order to sustain and win in the playoffs and go far, your second unit gonna have to be able to do their job. So I look at teams second unit opposed to people just studying the starting five or the superstars.
What have you thought about Bane? You mentioned his stats. He looks like he fits right in and will be a piece for a while. Has he been what you thought he would be for them?
Absolutely. If you go to my player card on my draft site, I said that this kid was a drop-dead shooter. He's an iron man. He led the Big 12 in minutes. He's built like a linebacker.
Yes.
Very physical. And he's a shot maker. And again, another guy that doesn't need the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
So again, when you're playing with John Morant, you want to draft guys that don't need the ball in their hands a lot, but can just really play off the bounce. And Desmond Bane is perfect for how Memphis plays.
Do you think Wiseman will be Rookie of the Year, Rashad?
Yeah.
How about this? I mean, he's done some. You know, did you expect this from him? The block coast to coast, then the dunk. Did you expect that this early? He looks very comfortable in a great situation.
I did. I think it was on you guys' show. I talked about he reminded me of a young David Robinson when he was at Navy. Like if you go to YouTube and look up David Robinson in college, it looks a lot like James Wiseman as far as the mannerisms, the size, and the hybridness that he brings to the table. I'm not saying he's going to become David Robinson, but the style, you can see flashes of it earlier in his career. And I'm excited that Golden State took him because he fits what they're trying to do. They needed some interior presence, and he gives them that.
Immediately.
What's the future hold for Bradley Beal? He just, once again, just had a very quiet 60-point effort in a loss, sadly. They're 2-6 now in Washington. That experiment doesn't look like it's going too well. Is he going to get moved?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, Washington is a great place, man, but it just seems that they can't find the right mix for that to really work. I mean, he's such a terrific player. It's always hard to move those type of guys because other teams don't want to come off too many players, right?
Yep.
So it's going to be really tricky in how this goes. But, again, Bradley is such a fantastic player that eventually he's going to want out. But he's doing it the right way. He's letting his play talk on the court. But I don't think he'll be in Washington much longer.
Does any part of you, Rashad, worry about LaMelo in terms of the player he could be because of where he is? I mean, I hate to put it on everybody goes to die in Charlotte, but I said before the draft, well, I feel a lot better about James Wiseman if he's in Golden State because I know that organization and the way it's run, right, than I do if he's in Charlotte. Is LaMelo going to be fine and be the player that he's supposed to be even in that organization?
I actually think he will be. I think Charlotte was starving for superstardom.
Whoa, yeah.
I think they were just starving for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like they needed it. It was there's like two or three teams in the league that really needed a player like that. And Atlanta was like that before the Trae Young draft.
Agreed.
Like certain teams need that one guy that can kind of build upon. And I believe LaMelo is that staple that Charlotte has been looking for. So he has superstardom written all over him, but it won't be as early as people want it to be because now the roster construction has to take place, getting the right guys in. I still don't believe that they're going to keep Terry Rozier. I think they maybe keep Terry for this year to walk Melo through.
Yeah.
But eventually they're going to move off Terry Rozier and then allow Melo to really be the driver of the Lamborghini. But right now, I'm just enjoying him as a rookie, learning on the fly.
No pressure, right?
No pressure. Yeah. Oh, just get your reps up, and then give him 3, 4, 5 years, then he'll be a staple in the NBA.
And then before we get you out of here, Yoda, I want to ask you about Memphis basketball because I know you took in you know some workouts over the off season and saw you know that program up close and personal. They're 6-4. Firmly outside of the NCAA tournament field as we speak. You know, I think everybody's rooting for Penny Hardaway for a variety of reasons. How does he get it sort of turned around from here. He's put in multiple offenses this season, in season, and so it's been a bit of a rocky ride so far. How does he get it turned around to where this team, with all that talent, can make a run at the tournament?
I think it just comes down to accountability as far as the guys on the roster. Like, Penny can't go out and play for the guys. You know, I've watched the practices. I've watched what he instills into his kids. And I just believe right now they still haven't established an identity. On a college court, you got to have an identity. And when you watch the Memphis Tigers, you still saying, well, what are they? You know, what are they going to be about? Do they really have a point guard? Is Boogie Ellis really a point guard, or is he more of a combo guard? I just think that they have to find out who is going to be the leader, what's our identity going to be, and then let's build upon that. And I think there's some soul searching that needs to be done in that locker room within the players. It's not Penny. It's not him. It's the players that have to figure out what are we going to be.
Yep. Hey, Rashawn, man, we appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always,
Yoda.
Man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Talk soon. Yep.
Yes, sir.
He is Rashawn Phillips, owner of Sports Talk 2319. Always appreciate him coming on the show and get a chance to catch up with him. Anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about obviously the events of yesterday. Of course, get his thoughts on that. And
ask him how he's feeling about his Bills.
The Bills have a big playoff game coming up. Lots to come. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beth just said goodbye to her polka dot heels.
Goodbye.
She sold them on Mercari to Shelley, who gladly said,
hello.
Just after she said goodbye to a set of bright orange cookware.
Really, Mom? Citrus?
They sold quickly on Mercari to Dan.
Oh, these are groovy.
Then Dan sold his rollerblades on Mercari.
Bye-bye. I bike now.
Which took us back to where we started with Beth, who said,
hello. Oh, rollerblades. Whee!
Buy and sell almost anything from home with Mercari, your marketplace. Find it on the app stores or Mercari.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
You know what rock chips are?
Oh, no.
A pain in your glass. Time to visit Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint of Memphis. Eden specializes in auto glass repair. So when you're in the garage and you chip yourself,
my windshield.
Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint will come fix it. Home or work with a lifetime installation warranty. Ask about Eden's window tint.
Sweet.
You bet your glass it is. Visit EdenAutoGlass.com today. Let us see your crack at Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news.
I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Got some news from Memphis basketball, and that news is that their game against Central Florida that was previously scheduled for, was it Tuesday?
Yes,
Tuesday, and it did not happen because of UCF having positive COVID-19 cases. It has been rescheduled. It absolutely has been rescheduled. There has been a makeup date set for the game. I believe it is February the 1st is now when that game is going to be, and then that they play UCF.
Turn right around, play them again 2 days later on the 3rd.
Yeah, so.
At FedEx Forum, both games.
Both games are at FedEx Forum. So now you.
It's quite a sacrifice for UCF.
It is.
That's why. I think we thought, if anything, they're not going to agree to, giving up a home game to give you two at your place.
Yep.
That's why we said logistically, how are you going to do this? And this will be 4 games in 7 days for UCF.
Yep.
For UCF, not for Memphis, which it's not quite as tight for. But, yeah, UCF made quite a sacrifice to give Memphis an opportunity here, like we said, to possibly have a quad one level type, maybe quad two by the time it's done.
No, it won't be quad one because it's at home.
Oh, of course. What am I talking about? Yeah. Top 75 for away. So that one was scheduled down there.
Yeah. So you
Thank
lose
you for the correction.
You lose the quad one opportunity.
Maybe it'll be quad two.
Yeah, exactly. You're hoping for a quad two. And then
probably not, though. Don't you have to be top 50?
It's one through 30.
One through 30. Though they won't be
that. One. The question is, what is the quad – quad two sort of, what is the details there? I'm not sure exactly what quad two represents at home. You know, we haven't had to 31 through 75s at home. So they're on the cusp.
75.
They're just on the cusp of being a quad two win.
They might not even be that by the time.
Yeah, they could easily just be a quad three.
The only reason they're up there right now at 3-3 is because of the win over Florida State.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is bad. I mean, this is bad for Memphis. I hate to say it. Like, it was a bad development for Memphis that guy got canceled because, you're trying to cobble together a resume, and you're
right. That's an important difference. It's an important difference that the fact that you're not doing it down there, not getting it as that sort of opportunity. It's a quad one down there. It's not up here. There's a chance UCF falls all the way off. And again, it's not the sort of marquee type win that you had hoped it might be going down there. Even I struggle to say marquee at 3-3, but
right.
Because of where they are.
Well, it's what it is. You know, I mean, it's a quad one win that's now being taken away, or at least a quad one opportunity of a win that's been taken away from you. And, Memphis is going to have to get one here somehow.
So the way this is going to look is on the 28th, that's a Thursday, Memphis is going to play at SMU. Then they're going to come home and on that Monday play this rescheduled February 1st game against UCF. Then 2 days later, they're going to get UCF again here, and then they'll go on Saturday again against East Carolina. So that's manageable you wondered where you could fit that in for Memphis. It fits pretty good. But, again, it's not the same opportunity it would have been if it was down in Orlando. That said, you need as many opportunities as you can get, I would imagine. Memphis, we said that. Just opportunities look good, even if it is against a subpar opponent.
Yep, so that's the news in the Memphis basketball side of things. Also in the American, Caleb Mills, who we told you earlier this week had stepped away for personal reasons from Houston, he is transferring. He announced, I think it was yesterday, that he is transferring from Houston. Not altogether surprising. I mean, when you step away and for personal reasons, this is typically how these things go. He is from North Carolina. He said that this decision allows me to play closer to home and is best for me and my family. That could be anywhere, right? That could be Kentucky. They've reached out. They could be Tennessee. They've reached out. Cincinnati's reached out. Clemson. You know, these are all teams that recruited him, you know, when he was coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. And could certainly – I obviously, I doubt Cincinnati because he's an AAC kid. But, you know, that could be interesting. He's going to be very highly coveted, this kid.
How often is it that you see the preseason player of the year transfer not even midway through the season? Not very. And, again, usually you'd say, okay, well, this could help the Tigers. The Tigers got their own business to take care of.
Yep.
Houston's still a talented team with Adam, with Grimes, and with Sasser still in the backcourt. But where do you see the AAC player of the year, preseason player of the year, averaging just 19 minutes a game and coming off the bench?
Yeah, no,
There's probably a lot more to this, wants to get close to home, all that. But the basketball part was he's only playing 19 minutes a game. He's coming off the bench. And he nearly helped them beat Tulsa, was a big part of it, has been. Just shows you that, you know, Kelvin Sampson, I guess it doesn't matter who you are.
Yep.
He'll let you walk in this case.
Well, I think there are some lessons that could be learned from this.
I think a lot of college coaches would be, oh, no, let me do everything I can to keep a player like Caleb Mills in my program. Clearly a top-five program with a top-ten program, certainly, with Final Four aspirations this year.
Kelvin said, no, I'm not going to coddle him. I'm not going to cater to him. And I think it's all case by case, right? And I don't know what the inside of the program was. We weren't there, so it's hard to know what the dynamics were. But, I mean, for example, Ahmad Rand was going to transfer from the University of Memphis. Right, he was out of the rotation, and he disappeared from practices and kind of went off the grid for a couple of days, reemerged, and I'm transferring. Well, Penny said, no, let's talk about this. Let's figure this out. And that next game against Tulsa, he was back in the rotation. Then he fell back out again, and he ultimately transferred. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do what you can to try to keep a guy into a program, right? I mean, you recruited him. You clearly think he brings something. But, look, if Kelvin Sampson is willing to tell the AAC preseason player of the year, you know, leading scorer from last season, hey, you either get with it or you get hit with it. You know, I mean, I think that tells you a lot about Kelvin Sampson, and I think that might underline a lot of why he's successful at a place like Houston.
Well, Penny led Antoine Jones. Was it led or told him?
Well, he told him. He needed to
and
make
that
some
guy, I mean, that was a talented player who's at Creighton right now, and that's one thing. And if it's not good for your program, you're going to draw a line at some point. Caleb Mills seemed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.